The following program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant, or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. Go to info@gpitaliano.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan. Rend Lake Area Tourism at rendlake.com. A little bit of heaven at exit 77 on Interstate 57. And by Daiwa, fishing reels, rods, and baits made of the highest quality and priced for everyone. And the Muskie Expo at the Kane County Fairgrounds on North Avenue and St. Charles Road in St. Charles, January 20th through the 22nd at muskieexpo.com.
Follow me.
Hello everyone, this is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors. Whether it's close to home or across this great country, come on out and follow me. Hey everybody, welcome to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. I hope you're ready to enjoy the show. I mean, this is the first weekend of the outdoor shows in the area. I'm excited. We're at the Muskie Show at the Kane County Fairgrounds at 525 Randall Road. It's easier to just say North Avenue and Randall Road. Simple to get to. A lot of fun going on out there. Whether you're a muskie fisherman or just an angler, there's a lot of activity. We're there. Other manufacturers are there from the muskie trades. Dan Baser and his historical fishing lures are there. Diamond Ghost Charters is even in our booth. He's having fun with us. So make sure you come and find us, and we'll enjoy the great outdoors together. Yeah, that's a very important thing. But and then, you know, next weekend we've got the big Schaumburg show. Also, it's the Chicagoland Fishing Travel and Outdoor Show. But many people just call it the Schaumburg Show. But there's 170 booths there, I think, and lots of activities are going on there, and people are excited. We're going to be doing some stuff with, of course, you know, with the kids, but we have some programs. We have a casting competition next weekend with the Illinois high schools, or Wisconsin high schools can be part of this too. You can come in there. You little casting competition. You could win yourself a Daiwa Tatula. That's what I said, a Tatula and an Elite Reel. Not a bad way to win some great prizes at the high school casting competition going on next weekend at the Schaumburg Show. But this weekend, we're all at the Muskie Show talking about fish with teeth. They always tell me everything else is bait. Yeah. But on today's show, we're pretty excited because we're going to have on Perry from Young's Wilderness Camp. It's a great lodge on Lake of the Woods. It's a family-owned operation. They're going to be at the Muskie Show this weekend and next weekend at the Schaumburg, the Chicagoland Fishing Travel and Outdoor Show. So I'm excited about them being there, too. So if you miss them this weekend, you can catch them next weekend. But you make sure you say, hey, I heard you on Chauncey. What's the special deal? Okay? And trust me, Perry will come up with a great deal for you to get you and your family or your buddies or ladies, make it a ladies' trip to go there. You'll come back already signed up for the following year. But as our guest today, besides Perry, we're going to have our good friend Ish Monroe. He's a Bassmaster Elite Angler, and he'll be talking. He's coming out to do some seminars next week, Thursday. And then a good friend of our program here, Violet Tolley. Violet is a fantastic woman angler. She just, I mean, I've watched this woman catch bass and bluegills and everything. Walleye. She has got the knack for catching fish. And she does seminars and she writes. She does a lot of tremendous work with in the community with getting kids excited about fishing and men and ladies in those seminars. So don't pass that one up. She'll be on to talk about that. So we have a lot of show for you planned. So, you know, sit back, enjoy it, and get ready because you know what? Let's listen to Perry talking about Young's Wilderness Camp.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for coming back on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. We are at the Muskie Show. And we're going to be with a gentleman who's also going to be at the Schaumburg, the Chicagoland Fishing Travel and Outdoor Show next weekend. But here he's at the Muskie Show where you can come and talk to them. We're with Perry of Young's Wilderness Camp. Perry, thanks for coming on.
Thanks, Chauncey. It's always a pleasure coming in this area. We have so much enthusiastic people that come to the Muskie Show, and it's great to be back into Chicagoland again because we were put out for a couple of years, but right now this show is doing really well and talking a lot of interesting people.
People want to go fishing, and they're ready to go. And the thing is, what I love about the Young's Wilderness Camp is that this is a true family operation. Yeah, and I'm not saying that the other ones in Canada are, you know, but you know what? When you talk to a family-run operation, you're talking special, aren't you?
Yes, we take care of our people. We're just a small little outfit. And everybody is special. You're not a number at our camp, and we go way out to make sure that you have an enjoyable fishing experience at Young's Wilderness Camp.
And, you know, you're on Lake of the Woods in Stevens Bay, which, in my mind, is one of the best fishing spots in the entire lake, isn't it?
Yeah, it is one of the top spots. It's a 5.5 mile long bay. We're the only camp in that bay, but what makes it very unique is it's a shallow spawning bay. So there's 8 different species in that one body of water. You don't have to go very far from the island to catch fish. In fact, you can fish right around the island and catch multiple species of fish right off the dock, in fact.
Which, I mean, that's amazing. And because, I mean, it's not, your cabins aren't just, you know, 4 walls, a shack, and a couple of bunk beds. They are beautiful. You've got refrigerators and stoves and sinks and lights and comfortable couches and chairs and beds. And, I mean, you almost want, and we won't even talk about the views out the window. I mean, why would I want to go fish? I just want to relax.
Yeah, it is very beautiful, very scenic. All the cabins, that we have 8 cabins on the island, and they're all lakefront cabins. You have a beautiful view of the lake no matter which cabin you're in. It's something that you'll always remember if you've never done it before. It's an experience. It's not just about the fishing. It's about the whole wilderness experience. And we try to bring that right to our guests, everyone.
Because, yes, I mean, I go to Canada. I want to go fishing. But you know what? I want to take a walk. I want to go explore. I want to, you know, I may want to take the boat and take a boat ride. And then I'm going to go fish the afternoon in front of the lodge. And just to be able to, you know, be there with your friends. Or what I love that you do is you do husband and wife, father, son, father, daughter packages. Nobody does that. Perry, you're the only guy I know.
Young people are our future. And that's very important to make sure that families come up and we try to make it affordable for families to come up and enjoy what we have to offer. So children, we've been in this business going on 32 years. So we've seen 3 generations of people come up to our camp. And it's amazing how the relationships that we build with all these guests that come up, because they're all special to us.
And you know what? Everyone that I've spoken to, everyone that has come up to your booth at the Muskie Show here in St. Charles this weekend has all said, oh, my God, Chauncey. I thought I was talking to somebody who's been my friend for 50 years. I was so comfortable. He was explaining things. I could see where his love for this, the love you and Carol have for the great outdoors. And you know what? It's the love of getting families into the outdoors.
Yeah. We try to make it very, very like you're at home. I mean, just everybody is very friendly. Anybody that comes new to the camp, our guests, everybody joins in conversation at meal times, and everybody is welcoming to new people.
As a matter of fact, when you come to the Muskie Show this weekend, and I really want you to come out to the Muskie Show in St. Charles, or if you can't and you have to come to the Schaumburg Show, the Chicagoland Fishing, Travel, and Outdoor Show, make sure you come to, you know, Young's Wilderness Camp and say, hey, I heard you on Chauncey's show. What's that great deal you got going on? Because trust me, Perry will make this trip enjoyable for you.
Thank you, Chauncey. And another thing is we have a lot of specials going on. So check us out on the web at youngswildernesscamp.com and give us a call. And hopefully we can make an enjoyable trip for you and your family. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Perry. And drag me along with you when you go up there. You're listening. I'm just looking at all these photos and the pictures, everybody. Stop by his booth. You won't be sorry. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Plan your next Illinois adventure to Wren Lake, where the fun begins. Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation, all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoywrenlake.com, you can learn about southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting, all in one spot at Wren Lake. And it's one of my favorite places to go. So go to enjoywrenlake.com or call them at 314-580-2577, 314-580-2577, and plan your next Illinois adventure that will have you coming back again and again. Illinois, mile after magnificent mile.
You love watching us on TV? Now you can enjoy the great outdoors every day of the week with a subscription to Midwest Outdoors Magazine for only $14.95. Big issues loaded with the best of fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. Each one packed with how-to new product showcases. Fishing or hunting, it's all covered. What are you waiting for? Call 1-800-606-FISH. No, the Midwest Outdoors Magazine includes a state section for where you live. Each month you get the information that matters to you and where you hunt and fish. For only $14.95, you get big issues of the best of the outdoors.
When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester has everything you love and more. Their new take-home meals from Paul's Market right there in the store, where you can bring it home, heat it, and enjoy your choice of baked lasagna, eggplant, baked rigatoni with vodka sauce, sausage and basil sauce, and more. Or you can try one of Paul's new family meals that will feed 4 to 6 people hot, ready for the table, from eggplant parmesan, ricotta gnocchi, chicken parmesan with sides, and a dessert you can't go wrong. And while you're at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester, pick up a sandwich along with your take-home heat-and-eat meal for that true comfort food feeling. Place an order for pickup or delivery by phone to 708-531-9080 and tell them Chauncey sent you.
The first outdoor show of the year, the Muskie Expo, is coming to the Kane County Fairgrounds in St. Charles, Illinois, January 20th to the 22nd. 3 days of muskie fun with thousands of door prizes, a chance to win a 7-day trip for two to the Muskie Lodge at Cave of the Run Lake. You can sign up for a chance for a free replica of your most prized catch, courtesy of Lax Reproductions, the finest makers of fish reproductions in the world. Pick out a new boat from Waterworks Parks, Marine Sea Rods and Reels for all types of fishing and more, seminars by famed Doug Wergner on trophy muskie and other species, and Chauncey, hey, I'll even be there. All at the Kane County Fairgrounds in St. Charles, Illinois, January 20th to the 22nd. 3 days of fishing fun. Go to muskieexpo.com for ticket and more information.
Stop in at the GT Rod and Reel booth at the Muskie Expo Chicago show at Kane County Fairgrounds in St. Charles, Illinois, January 20th through the 22nd. GTRodAndReel.com is the home of the Easy Clip Muskie Leaders, where you can change baits fast and not miss an active fish. GTRodAndReel.com will also have Muskie Terminal Tackle and a wide selection of tungsten ice fishing jigs. Remember, the most important part of your fishing gear for that fish of a lifetime is the leader in front of your lure, and an Easy Clip Muskie Leader from GTRodAndReel.com is quality you can count on. That's GTRodAndReel.com at the Muskie Expo Chicago, Kane County Fairgrounds in St. Charles, Illinois, January 20th through the 22nd. Tell them Chauncey sent you.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com.
This segment is brought to you by Diamond Ghost Charters. Give them a call at 847-838-2037 and get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN AM 1000 in Chicago. Let's fish it.
On the lake, so we're going fishing. With me is my best friend Mike. We're hitting Lake Boykin for the trophy fight.
Will I catch a perch?
Hey, I guess so. I got some new jigs and a brand new Zebco. I loaded up the truck with all my new gear. Mike got the bait, I bought the beat.
Hey, everybody, this is Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors, and we got it. This, you know, yes, this weekend is the big muskie show going on in Chicago, but next weekend is the big Chicagoland Fishing, Travel, and Outdoor Show that the gentleman we've got on the line, my very good friend for, I won't say how many years, because we both of us are only 22 years old, Mr. Ish Monroe. Ish!
How you doing?
I'm doing fine, my friend. You're going to be in Chicago, which Chicago loves, Ish.
Yeah.
You know that? And
yeah, Chicago's a great place. I love going up there.
Yeah. You're coming up here to do a seminar at the sports show. And as a matter of fact, you're doing the seminar on Thursday, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yes.
And do you remember what it's going to be about or anything?
We're going to basically answer a lot of questions and go through just basics on how to catch fish.
How to catch fish.
I think a lot of this stuff that goes on is people forgot how to just basic.
One of my favorite lures to fish with is a frog, and I know Ish is a frog man. But you're right. I think people, Ish, they overthink it. They're putting way too much into this process for them to catch a simple fish, don't you?
Yes, definitely.
And that's why I'm like, come on, wait a minute, folks. You know, we have to talk about this, because this is just not make, you know. And if you get a professional angler, someone like you, who has won tournaments all around the country, has been a professional angler for just a few years, this is just given a chance for people to really learn. Like you said, keep it simple, because that'll catch a fish. The more you try to make it difficult, the more it's going to pop. I mean, you know, big fish techniques. I mean, how else can you get more simple than go out and learn how to catch the big fish? Because it's, I call it the science of fishing. It's not so much that you read an article how to throw a bait, but why does that bait work in this situation, I would think, right?
Right.
You know. Now, you're part of Daiwa yet for whoa, my phone just fell off here. You're part of Daiwa for another year, and many years you've been part of Daiwa. I think people will be able to find you at the Daiwa booth also, won't they?
Yeah, I'll be at the Daiwa booth. I'll also be at the Lake County booth with Skeeter Boats.
That's right. They have Skeeter Boats now. They have Skeeter Boats there. And, you know, so you'll be able to find fish to talk to them about a wide variety of things and in different items like that. You said, once again, you want to talk to people about the simplicity of going back to fishing and not
overthinking it or trying to make it difficult. What do people do so hard when they're using a crankbait that they're making it difficult for themselves?
They try to go off the cusp, I would say. As simple as they're not throwing the right crankbait in the right place. Like, they're trying to throw we'll use a 6XD, for example, in 5 feet of water.
Okay. That ain't going to work.
That ain't going to work, exactly. Just because they heard, they were biting on crankbait, so the guy goes out there and throws the wrong crankbait. It's just basically getting back to, find out, use the right crankbait. Use a square bill in that scenario.
Mm-hmm. And because that'll give you your depth. It'll give you, if you're the fish, you don't use a square bill that's running short in the water to something that's running deeper, a deeper little build crankbait that's
right.
Going to drive.
You don't throw a square bill on a ledge.
Yeah.
because you're trying to catch, you're trying to fish in 15, 18, 20 feet of water, and that square bill is only going down 3, 4, or 5 feet of water.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, exactly. Now, what kind of rig are you? Are you using the Tula rods, or what are you using from Daiwa?
Yeah, the Tula Elite rods that me and Brent Ayler and Cody Meyer and Seth Fighter and Akihiro, the Johnson brothers, that we've all designed.
Really? I didn't know that. I'm looking very forward to grabbing that first one in my hand and playing with it at the Chicagoland Fishing, Travel, and Outdoor Show, because that could be a lot of fun. And whether you're looking at a spin caster or a bait caster, you're fine, right? Either way you go on that?
Yeah, with spinning, we have spinning, we've got bait casting. I mean, we have basically every technique covered. So just look for the silver rods at the Daiwa booth, and you'll pick up one, and it'll have one of our names on it.
So I can use an Ish Monroe rod, huh?
It's the Ish Monroe frog rod, the swim bait rod, the flipping stick, the punch rod, you name it, we got it.
That's another thing, Ish. I many years ago, fell in love with, a lot of times I use a plastic worm for fishing, I love to use a frog, and just I go crazy. I don't know what it is. I think it's the most tempting bait to a fish. If you can use, in my mind, Ish, and you correct me, please, I know you will, you throw it over some thick weeds and stuff, or you got some lily pads, and you just let that one back leg of that frog hang off the lily pad. It's like...
Oh, yeah. Oh.
I'm getting excited right now, Ish. I'm going...
Oh, yeah. Exactly. That fish is looking at that thing going, oh, he's put his leg out there.
Yeah.
Gotta grab it.
This is what I love to do. And I'm just like, oh my gosh. And I just want to be able to, and like I said, I want to sit and talk to you about frog fishing, because I know that's one of your favorite things. And, because you enjoy topwater baits, I think. Well, you enjoy any fishing, but I think you love topwater baits.
I love topwater. I mean, the only thing more exciting than topwater, I would have to say, is punching a mat, because you never know how big that fish is going to be.
When you have a mat, what we're talking about is a growth of weeds on the surface, everybody, and there's a hole in it, right? Is that what you're saying?
It doesn't have to be a hole in it. You just put a 1 ounce to a 1.5 ounce weight and punch through that mat and make your own hole.
Really? I've not done that. I have not done that. Wow. And then at that point, you're hoping to get somebody to go, hey, what's that?
Oh, it's not even you're hoping. It's when it does happen, it's one of the most vicious strikes that you feel through the rod. And you got a big rod, a big braided line, and a big hook and a big weight. And you're setting the hook hard. And there's a lot of big fish that live underneath that.
Oh, Ish, I'm going crazy. Now, real quick, because you said the Skeeter boats, too. I want to make sure we cover that. And because, once again, the Daiwa booth is there. Check out the Tula rods and the reels,
yep.
Whether you're looking at bait casting or, spinning. And, not because they're one of the sponsors for Chauncey's Great Outdoors on our 25th anniversary. 25 years we've been doing the show-ish.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a long time. Hey, you're dating yourself. Don't date me.
Okay. Yeah, I started when I was 10. But, you know, this way, yeah. When you're when I've touched those and used them, and then I go, what's the price? And I'm like, huh? It's reasonably priced that any angler should be able to buy one. You're not buying yourself a $400 reel. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, Daiwa, the great part about it is Daiwa has, you know, great equipment at $99 all the way up to $899. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they make something that fits in everybody's budget and price point, and it's all great equipment.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, exactly. And back on the Skeeter, Skeeter's come out with some new stuff. I kind of saw at the boat show. I would assume that we're going to start, you'll be able to take somebody on a Skeeter there, not on the lake, but because Ish doesn't do the cold water fishing up in Chicago like we've been doing.
It's called ice, that ice fishing thing. No, I'm not really fond of that.
But, you know, here you are on the Skeeter boat. You're able to look and show people the things that make the Skeeter boat good for you as an angler, right?
Yes.
You know, which
and
is...
And plus, we're there on their 75th year anniversary, and so the 21 FXR, the flagship, is an amazing boat that people need to see. But, you know, the great part about Skeeter is they also make bay boats and walleye boats. So, one, they're covering the big water if it's needed, and... You know, the guys who want to go fish walleye, the guys who want to fish panfish, the guys who want to fish, you know, offshore, they have something for everybody.
Mm, okay. And so, you know, check them out at the Skeeter boat. Check them out at the, you know, of course, the Daiwa booth. And you'll be doing the seminar, the big fish techniques at the Hog Trough, as I say, the Hog Trough. And you can definitely check him out there. He'll be there at 5:30 on Thursday, so there's no excuse for you saying, well, I couldn't get off of work. No, this is after work. You can come there after work, see the show, you know, be part of it, see all the great booths that they have there, talk to Ish, and, you know, whether you see him at the Skeeter booth if you get there early or at the Daiwa booth, see what he's using, because Ish is one of the guys. Of all the years and all the classics and different sports events I've been to, he's willing to show you and teach you so you can catch fish, and you don't you don't find an angler like Ish across the board. Those are special anglers that we find that we hold all dear to our hearts. Ish, you are a great guy. Thank you so much for coming on.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
And that's Ish Monroe, everybody. You can go to what's the website to find out about you more.
IshMonroe.com, or you can check me out Facebook, Professional Angler, Ish Monroe, or Instagram, Fish for Ish. Twitter, same thing, at Fish for Ish. And, you know, just reach out.
Yeah, and follow him along, because he's got a lot of stuff to teach us. Follow him along. Follow along. Thank you so much, my friend.
Thank you.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Waterworks Marine is looking to expand their 5-star rated marine mechanic staff. So become part of Waterworks staff and feel what it's like to be part of the best marine mechanic staff in the entire Midwest, with training, benefits, good pay, and more. When people know you're a marine mechanic at Waterworks, they know you're now part of the best of the best. For job inquiries, call 708-798-9700 or contact them at waterworks.com and tell them Chauncey sent you. The first outdoor show of the year, the Muskie Expo, is coming to the Kane County Fairgrounds in St. Charles, Illinois, January 20th to the 22nd. 3 days of muskie fun with thousands of door prizes, a chance to win a 7-day trip for two to the Muskie Lodge at Cave of the Run Lake. You can sign up for a chance for a free replica of your most prized catch, courtesy of Lax Reproductions, the finest makers of fish reproductions in the world. Pick out a new boat from Waterworks Marine, see rods and reels for all types of fishing and more, seminars by famed Doug Wergner on trophy muskie and other species.
Hershey's, and Chauncey, hey, I'll even be there. All at the Kane County Fairgrounds in St. Charles, Illinois, January 20th to the 22nd. 3 days of fishing fun. Go to muskieexpo.com for ticket and more information. Hey, sportsman, when you use a Tatula rod from Daiwa, you not only feel the sensitivity of a Daiwa rod made with HVF sensitivity and that 45 XT carbon, you can feel that fish before they feel you. See the Tatula rod from Daiwa at Angler's Outlet in Tinley Park, Illinois. You can also see the full line of Daiwa rods and reels at the Chicagoland Fishing, Travel, and Outdoor Show in Schaumburg, Illinois, January 26th to the 29th.
We're back. Your fishing and outdoor season kicks off at the Chicagoland Fishing, Travel, and Outdoor Expo, January 26th through the 29th at the Schaumburg Convention Center. Learn from fishing experts like Ishman Rowe, Brandon Polinick, Jim Sarek, and many more. Shop over 100 exhibits. Save on gear and tackle, boats and electronics. Book your next fishing or hunting trip. All your fishing needs under one roof and tons of family fishing fun. January 26th through 29th. Tickets at chicagoland.sportshows.com.
Stop in at the GT Rod and Reel booth at the Muskie Expo Chicago Show at Kane County Fairgrounds in St. Charles, Illinois, January 20th through the 22nd. GTRodAndReel.com is the home of the Easy Clip Muskie Leaders, where you can change baits fast and not miss an active fish. GTRodAndReel.com will also have Muskie Terminal Tackle and a wide selection of tungsten ice fishing jigs. Remember, the most important part of your fishing gear for that fish of a lifetime is the leader in front of your lure, and an Easy Clip Muskie Leader from GTRodAndReel.com is quality you can count on. That's GTRodAndReel.com at the Muskie Expo Chicago, Kane County Fairgrounds in St. Charles, Illinois, January 20th through the 22nd. Tell them Chauncey sent you.
The All Canada Show.
The border is open. The fish are biting. Come up to Canada. The All Canada Show is the largest gathering of Canadian lodges in the U.S. Meet the lodge owners, see great seminars, and enjoy an ice-cold Labatt Blue. We're giving away a trip to Temple Bay Lodge. Kids get in free, and everyone gets a free daredevil lure on opening night, February 2nd through the 5th at the Kane County Fairgrounds. Free parking. Details and discounted tickets at allcanada.com.
The All Canada Show.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com.
This segment is brought to you by DiamondGhostCharters.com. Go fishing with Captain Tony and get ready to yell, fish on!
You can't catch fish. You can't catch fish. You can't catch fish.
No, 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 no. No, no, no.
You can't catch fish.
No.
I got a little story about
it. Hi, this is Ski Reese, and you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
Big fish contest, it's $1,000 cash for the biggest and the best, but I told them, guy, you're making a mistake. You don't stand a chance catching fish on the slate, because, hey, you can pray you want to wish. But let me tell you something, guy, you can't fish.
No,
I told you there, guy.
No.
Can't catch fish.
No,
what do you think you're doing?
No.
Can't catch fish.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And on the phone with me, I am with the, I don't know how I should put this. She's a fisherman, an educator. She knows how to handle a boat. She can back it, a boat and a trailer down a boat ramp like any professional angler that I know of. And, you know, she's also a cover fisherman on Midwest Outdoors magazine. We have Violet Talley on the phone. Violet, how are you?
Good. How are you doing, Chauncey? It's so good to talk to you on your show. I'm excited to be here.
Thank you. Like I said, a cover angler. That's what you are.
Yeah. You know, it's funny because I didn't know I was on the cover, and a friend of mine called me and said, what are you doing on the cover? And I said, well, I guess I must be fishing. I had no idea. So, yeah, it was nice to be on, to see myself on Midwest Outdoors magazine. And I don't even have a copy myself.
No,
you, I'm going to have to find somebody to get me a copy.
I'm sure you'll get one. Violet, you're going to be at the one and only, because it's back in town, the Chicagoland Fishing, Travel, and Outdoor Show at the Schaumburg Convention Center, happening on the 26th to the 29th. And you are one of the main speakers on the hog trough. Got to make sure I say that, the hog trough, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I know you've done seminars at different shows, but I mean, is this one of the first ones you're doing at this show?
Yeah, this is one of the first ones. I've been coming to the Schaumburg show for, I don't even know how long. And I've loved it. It's like the best show I've been to. It's close. You know, they got a lot of great seminars. They got a lot of great vendors. I met a lot of people here. A lot of people locally know me. So for a long time, I thought to myself, this would be a great place to be able to do some seminars. So I'm really excited about being there this year.
Mm-hmm. Now, besides, you know, I will talk about where they can find you on the show floor. You're doing quite an interesting list of seminars, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Two
seminar topics.
Yeah, one of them is fishing. I'm trying to think of what it was.
Finesse bass fishing tactics in the Midwest.
Yeah, finesse bass fishing tactics. Yes, say that three times fast. You know,
I know, right?
and you're going to talk about on the hog trough. You're going to be demonstrating lures and your product. Of course, I love those Daiwa rod reels, and you'll be using Daiwa rods reels on up there while you're fishing. And you're going to show people, because I think people have sometimes a hard time understanding when you're finesse fishing what's going on underwater. And
right.
you're going to be able to show them.
Extremely important, right? It's extremely important with finesse fishing. So it'll be nice to be able to show the people some of the tactics that I use, because it's a very detailed, very specific oriented type of fishing. So and in those types of tactics, those fish really react. Every time I've done one on the hog trough, those fish just eat that lure, and it's awesome to see the people's face say, "Oh wow, it works." Well, yeah, that's why I'm here. You know, I'm here to show you that. Mm-hmm. But it's a great way for them to see how I do presentation, because it's all about presentation. The lure's great. Rod and reel are great, absolutely. You need all those things, but the presentation, I think, is key. Obviously, location. If there aren't any fish in the tank, nothing's going to bite it, obviously. But presentation is definitely second to location.
Exactly. And, you know, that's one seminar that you're doing. Do you think you're doing it on Thursday and Saturday?
Correct.
And on Friday and Sunday, you're doing a seminar that's right after my own heart. Fishing locally in your neighborhood.
Absolutely. That's how we all learn.
Yeah.
That's how I learned. I learned everything, all the basics and everything from fishing. And I'll be honest with you, I think it makes you a better fisherman, because if you don't only have so many areas you can fish, you know, and you don't have a boat or anything mm-hmm. like that. And so, and people don't understand some of these ponds, you know, that we're allowed to fish, these river systems, forest reserve lakes, they hold some really nice fish. Yes, they're pressured, but it makes you a better fisherman if you can catch them.
Yeah. And, you know, it's not just one type of fishing. You're probably going to talk about, you know, using bass baits, using finesse fishing, using maybe some crankbaits, using some plastic worms, using some, you know, surface baits. Because I had a professional angler. I was up in Wisconsin. And he said to me, he said, if you live in the Chicago area and fish the lakes that are so pressured and so pounded by other anglers, and you still catch fish, he says, I'm not talking about catching 15, 20, or 25 fish. He says, if you're still catching fish on a heavy pressured lake, you're as good as the pros on a circuit, because they're not fishing that pressured water as you are. And I looked at the guy, and I'm like, wow, that's a pretty interesting statement to come from a pro angler.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you're going to be teaching us how to do that, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, even though they are pressured waters, I mean, you know, you got a lot of people that are back, you know, some of these subdivision ponds. I mean, you have to be careful which ones you can or cannot go to. It's one of the things I'll be talking about, you know, how to know which ones you can or cannot fish in. But
mm-hmm.
Even from these subdivision ponds, there's a subdivision pond that I witnessed somebody catch a 9.5-pound largemouth in. And yes, it's tough, but you know how their fish are. You know, there are days where they'll bite anything. And
yep.
You can go out there, or you can go out there and with a frog, you know, early, you know, when that weed growth is there, and those fish, you know, they haven't seen it yet this year, and they will just hammer it. And some days, of course, are tougher. So you really shouldn't let it intimidate you. Yeah, they're pressured, but, you know, you go out there, use a variety of tactics, and, you know, I'm going to specifically talk about, you know, shore fishing. There are certain things you can do shore fishing a lot easier, or that are a little bit more economical as well as easier than if you were going to be from a boat, because most people don't have a boat.
Mm-hmm.
So the shore fishing, there's a lot you can do. And you don't have to carry around the whole tackle bag or anything like that, you know. And so I give them some of the things that I use when I started fishing, because honestly, if you got it dialed in, you can catch them.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's what you're going to be teaching us on the hog trough. But besides the hog trough, you're going to be on the floor, walking around, talking with people. I know I'll be able to find you at the probably Jim Grant booth for a while. You'll be there, won't you?
Mm-hmm. And yeah, then you'll be at Grant Murad's booth.
You're right. And then you'll be at the Daiwa booth?
Yes, I'll be at the Daiwa booth as well, and then the Lake County Water Sports booth. So the Daiwa booth and Grant Rod's booth are going to be right in front, and the Lake County is going to be in the back, and I'll probably peruse everything in between.
Yeah,
I also get my shopping done.
That's right. As you're going down a different aisle between booths.
I know. You know how it is. You go there, and you think you're not going to get anything, and all of a sudden, well, that looks nice. Oh, I need one of those.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we've talked about her being a fisherman and her quality of being a fisherman and, you know, boat operator, et cetera, et cetera. Violet also wants women to come to the show, talk to her, ask questions, because, you know, I was taught, you know, by a woman to fish. And so, I mean, to me, it's the most natural thing. You know, my mother taught me how to go fishing, and my dad worked nights and weekends. But, you know, here you are, the young girls, the junior high school girls, even the, you know, maybe the grade school girls that like to fish, they need to come and say, hi, I like to fish, and talk to you a little bit, because you want to instill them the love of fishing that you have, don't you?
Well, absolutely, because, you know, you always hear it's not really with your man or a woman. I'll be honest with you. If more women want to get in the sport, that's awesome. If they don't, that's fine. You know, whatever. But I don't want them to be intimidated.
Mm-hmm.
I was very much intimidated, but my passion, you know, surpassed that. So, but it still can be tough. And, you know, I haven't spoken to a lot of the high school girls. And I hear stories about a lot of high school girls that want to get on the bass team, and they end up falling off by the end of the year. And I'd love to talk to them and ask them, you know, what challenges are you facing? When I was started fishing, I shore fished. My dad taught me, and my mom did the cooking. My dad did the fishing.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, so my dad would take me out, and because I loved it, and I'll be honest with you, I held up to everything. I could stay out there 12 hours, whatever. But, you know, when it comes to actual fishing, I never got intimidated because my dad had no problem teaching me, but he could only teach me so much. And when I started getting older, I didn't think there was anything in between a shore fisherman and a Bassmaster Elite champion. I didn't think there was anything in between. I didn't know anything about clubs or organizations or local tournaments. I didn't know anything about that. I mm-hmm. thought it was just your shore fisherman or you go professionally on TV. There's so much in between that you can do as an angler and really feed that passion of yours. And I don't think a lot of women know about it. And there's all types of avenues. You don't have a boat, you can get a kayak. You don't have a kayak, you can shore fish. And sometimes they just need a little bit of direction. So I definitely encourage, you know, women, kids of all ages, you know, high schoolers who don't know where to get started or maybe don't understand about how they can grow their passion, come see me, definitely. Come find me. I'll be more than happy to share anything and everything with you and maybe even point you in the right direction or introduce you to a few people.
Yeah.
Because it was hard when I started, but, you know, thank goodness for YouTube. when I was growing up, YouTube was great. And I learned a lot, but I did. I couldn't have gotten anywhere without all the people that have helped me along. There's no way. And I'm so lucky. Like, people like you, Chauncey, you really helped me out a great deal. You introduced me to a lot of people. We've spoken in the past, and you've helped me network with a lot of people, and you've given me some direction. It's been fantastic. And it just helped me take my passion to a new level. So that's what I'm encouraging. Anybody wants to come and talk to you, I love talking to people. So I would love to talk
yeah.
to everybody. And just kind of find me, though. Sometimes I run around.
Well, I'll point her out to you. If anybody asks, I can find her for you.
Right.
But the interesting thing, one time you were Christmas on the lakefront. Wasn't it? Yes.
Perch fishing.
Perch fishing on the lakefront. And, you know, Violet was there, and there were other, you know, guys and women all scattered on the Navy Pier there. And it was so neat to watch her talk to some young kids talking. And what I loved was there were some
you know, more mature anglers, guys, if you get my word, hint on mature, okay? I don't want to say old guys. But it was so funny because I could see them slowly moving closer to you talking to them because they wanted to hear what you were saying. And like I says, Violet is someone who can teach and help anyone who's a fisherman, no matter who you are, what you like, how old you are, male, female, whatever. Violet can help you become a better fisherman through her seminars, from her discussions, you know, her Facebook page, and much, much more. You are truly a unique individual that's going to be at the Chicagoland Fishing, Travel, and Outdoor Show in Schaumburg next weekend. And they are so lucky that you're going to be there.
Oh, thank you. That's so kind of you to say that.
You know, and once again, her seminars are in, every day she's doing one. She's doing, I think, a 1:30 seminar on Friday, for sure, I know. She's doing another seminar on Thursday. I can't remember. Let me see if I can find it real quick here.
Yeah, but she's Thursday, I'm doing it at 4:30.
At 4:30. And, mm-hmm. You know, as a matter of fact, Ish Monroe is starting Thursday off. Not bad. He was just on our show this morning. So you got Ish and you, and that's the double team. That's the daily double on Thursday.
There you go.
Well, once again, I just want to say thank you to you for coming to the show and just being a person and a woman who enjoys the great outdoors as much as anybody else does, and you just want to get more people out to do it.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. Thank you, Chauncey, so much.
You're welcome. Everybody, Violet Talley, make sure you come and find her at the show. You can't find her, come and find me. I'll wind up introducing you to her. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st Street and Wolf Road in Westchester is the place for that true classic Chicago hot dog and the best Italian beef sandwich large enough to share. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester also has specialties like an Italian sausage and beef combo, gyros, pasta, Italian steak, eggplant parmesan, ribs, salads, daily specials, and even the best flame-broiled hamburgers. Make Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st Street and Wolf Road in Westchester your favorite. It's ours.
The All Canada Show.
The border is open. The fish are biting. Come up to Canada. The All Canada Show is the largest gathering of Canadian lodges in the U.S. Meet the lodge owners, see great seminars, and enjoy an ice-cold Labatt Blue. We're giving away a trip to Temple Bay Lodge. Kids get in free, and everyone gets a free daredevil lure on opening night, February 2nd through the 5th, at the Kane County Fairgrounds. Free parking. Details and discounted tickets at allcanada.com.
The All Canada Show.
Waterworks Marine is taking deposits for the 2023 models of Lund and Low boats, all powered by a Mercury outboard, at a price you can lock in today. That's right. The assembly line is working on those 2023 models, and at Waterworks Marine, you can get the boat of your dreams for 2023. But if you have a boat and need service, parts, supplies, or just want to repower that boat with a new Mercury outboard, make only one stop. That's Waterworks Marine. Give them a call at 708-798-9700 or go to waterworks.com or stop by at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills and tell them Chauncey sent you.
Plan your next Illinois adventure to Wren Lake, where the fun begins. Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation, all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoywrenlake.com, you can learn about Southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting, all in one spot at Wren Lake. And it's one of my favorite places to go. So go to enjoywrenlake.com or call them at 314-580-2577. 314-580-2577 and plan your next Illinois adventure that will have you coming back again and again. Illinois, mile after magnificent mile.
Hey, sportsman, when you use a Tatula rod from Daiwa, you not only feel the sensitivity of a Daiwa rod made with HVF sensitivity and that 45 XT carbon, you can feel that fish before they feel you. See the Tatula rod from Daiwa at Angler's Outlet in Tinley Park, Illinois. You can also see the full line of Daiwa rods and reels at the Chicagoland Fishing, Travel, and Outdoor Show in Schaumburg, Illinois, January 26th to the 29th.
We're back. Your fishing and outdoor season kicks off at the Chicagoland Fishing, Travel, and Outdoor Expo, January 26th through the 29th at the Schaumburg Convention Center. Learn from fishing experts like Ish Monroe, Brandon Polinick, Jim Sarek, and many more. Shop over 100 exhibits. Save on gear and tackle, boats and electronics. Book your next fishing or hunting trip. All your fishing needs under one roof and tons of family fishing fun. January 26th through 29th. Tickets at chicagoland.sportshows.com.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. Go to info@gpitaliano.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan. Wren Lake Area Tourism at WrenLake.com. A little bit of heaven at Exit 77 on Interstate 57. And by Daiwa, fishing reels, rods, and baits made of the highest quality and priced for everyone. And the Muskie Expo at the Kane County Fairgrounds on North Avenue and St. Charles Road in St. Charles, January 20th through the 22nd at muskieexpo.com. And gtrodandreel.com, home of the Easy Clip Muskie Leaders, the leader that will never fail you.
Well, let me tell you a story about a little...
I'm listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoor on ESPN Radio AM 1000 in Chicago.
When the bass ain't biting and the trout are gone, try the bluegill boogie, you can't go wrong. Easy, little...
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is sponsored by Daiwa. Reels, fishing rods, and baits made of the highest quality and priced for everyone. Well, welcome back, everybody, to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. I hope you're enjoying the show. We're out at the Muskie Show, and you heard a lot about the Chicagoland Fishing, Travel, and Outdoor Show that's coming next week. Make sure you come to all of these shows. It's way too much fun. Way too much fun. But we got to get some important things out of the way first. First of all, let's hear the Aiden Fishing Report brought to you by our friends at Waterworks Marine, which, by the way, are out at the Muskie Show. And you can get a really good deal. Just make sure you say, hey, what's the Chauncey price on this? Okay? Wayne will appreciate that a lot. Maybe we got to ask for it. What's the Chauncey price on that brand new Lund? Okay, the Aiden Fisher Report says, Papa, things are a little bit weird up here because a lot of small lakes don't have ice. Some other lakes have ice in the middle and no ice on the edges. But most of the people that are fishing in the rivers. Dad and I went to the Grand River, and the friends of mine down there, I almost said the old guys, but he didn't write the old guys. So this, I'm reading what he wrote. My friends now, he says that they were seeing a few more steelhead that came up the river, and the walleye numbers have not dropped, but they're okay. They're bouncing beads for the steelhead, and they're using minnows and some cranks for the walleye. Otherwise, we're going to go check out a couple of spots, and we hopefully will get down to the show next week. We're not sure. It's Mom's birthday. Okay, Aiden. And the Aiden Fishing Report is brought to you by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. At 708-798-9700. Better off, come on out to the Muskie Show. Pick out your new Lund. Tell them you want the Chauncey price on that Lund. All right, well, let's talk some fishing in some of the other areas in the location. First of all, my buddy who's been fishing 87th Street said, be careful down there, folks. There are a couple of non-fishermen that if there was a fisherman by himself, they were getting, let's say, just harassed by some people. And, you know, if you're going down there, always fish in a group. Stay with your friends. Don't ever put yourself out on the edge by yourself. It's not a smart thing to do. Okay, but the guys that were out there in the boats were doing decently in the Calumet River, and some of the boys were out fishing the open water, picking up some whitefish and Lakers, of course. Nothing wrong with that. And they're also looking at fishing further up in the Chicagoland harbors, but it's all open water, so they're trying for bluegills. They haven't picked up any perch going north of, really, 31st Street. And the ones that caught them south of 31st were in boats that caught them. In northwest Indiana, they're using minnows in 40 to 60 feet of water and picking up some nice perch. You've got to put in the time, use your electronics, find them out there, and you'll do okay. Lakers and whitefish are both being also caught down there. Our friends at Wren Lake, they're picking up some crappie. They're having 55-degree days. What do you expect? It's gorgeous out there, gorgeous. So they're enjoying it down there. And one of my favorite spots below the Bussy Lake Main Dam, they're picking up some muskie down there and a couple of walleye. Nothing wrong with that. Very few people are down there trying. Most of the action is happening on live bait there. Over in that area. Up on the chain of lakes, let's just say we're waiting for ice to reform. Maybe next week we'll see some ice. And on the Fox River, a jig and minnow on a split shot dragged along the bottom seem to be what your better locations are going to try to find the fish. Up at Delavan, if you need to go ice fishing, they had about 7 inches of ice midweek. Most anglers were in 6 feet of water. If there was a hard gravel bottom picking up some fish, they were seeing bluegill and walleyes, both 6 inches long, swimming together. That's kind of a fun day to watch. I'd go crazy watching it on a TV camera, but that's okay. A little deeper water, they were picking up those larger schools of bluegill, which is always fun. Purple ratfinkies seem to be a hot bait in there. And in northern Wisconsin, we're getting some... okay areas. The ice is pretty decently. You got to watch it anytime you're on any moving water of ice. So if there's moving water under it, be careful. Crappies over mud bottoms in 22 to 20, 34 feet of water right now. Tip-ups baited with rosies are picking up some walleye on the humps of gravel in the sandgrass area towards dusk. After that, they're not there. Northern pike are good. Check it out. You'll have some fun. Make sure you come on out to the Muskie Show this weekend at the Kane County Fairgrounds. We're out there. Waterworks is out there. Young's Camp Wilderness is out there. Captain Tony's out there. Dan Baser is out there. The Cook County Forest Preserves are out there. Come on out. Let's have some fun. Talk a little fishing. And just, it's good to be back at the shows. That's all I got to say. Well, I can hear the flute playing. With the flute playing, I have to leave you. But I'm going to leave you with the Native American proverb, and I had a little bit of a tough week by losing a couple of friends of mine, one that I've known since I've been 14 years old and the other one that I've known since I've been 17 years old. Ron Kulak, a dear, dear friend of mine, and has helped thousands of kids and adults and children through the Lions Club and many other organizations, the Boy Scouts of America, and then our friend George Sparks, who's a professional scouter living in Texas. Worked with him when he was up at a Boy Scout camp in Michigan, and both of them are going to be sorely missed. But just always remember, when you say their name around a council fire, their spirits will never be forgotten. We'll see you next week, right here on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.